Wildfires are burning in western Alaska. The past 2 months have seen warm, dry weather in much of that part of the state, and with several thunderstorms last week, conditions have been ripe for wildfires. Doug Gibbs is the Alaska Fire Service's assistant fire manager for the Galena Zone, an area that spans most of western Alaska above the Yukon River, including the Seward Peninsula, all the way up to Barrow.
We are really the only spot in the state that has been busy. We've had some fires right around Galena in the lower Yukon, but up on the Kobuk is where the majority of these fires happen. We used all the smoke jumpers we had, and then we ordered more smoke jumpers from the lower 48 and ended up putting them on the fires on the Kobuk as well.
Gibbs says the Kobuk area is under high fire danger warnings.
Because it's very warm, it's very dry, there's a lot of wind up there, so we're paying particular attention to that part of the state, and right now it's really the driest part of the entire state of Alaska.
Gibbs says in just 2 days last week, more than 20 fires started in the Galena Zone. While a handful were in unpopulated areas where the fires were only monitored, the majority of last week's fires were what Gibbs calls action fires, calling the BLM to send firefighters.
That would be fires that we send firefighters out on and actively try and put out, because those fires are either close to native allotments or people's cabins, and for whatever reason, the land manager, whether it's the Park Service or the BLM or the Fish and Wildlife Service, has deemed that we put fires out in that area.
The fire service has staged crew and equipment at Doll Creek near Kobuk as the fire season progresses. So far this year, a total of 176 fires have burned about 26,000 acres statewide. Fires in the Galena Zone represent almost half of the total acreage lost to fire this year in the state.